So yesterday, I'm in the prayer meeting. The prayer meeting which had been called just the day before, not called by me or any of the elders, but just from within the church membership. And we're there praying yesterday afternoon, and there's a really good number gathered, you know, 4:30 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon, and we're lifting up the needs of our church family and lovely sense of togetherness in the prayers of God's people in that time. And one of the lovely things when you pray together is you pick up different, slightly different theology sometimes, or slightly different church backgrounds, and everyone prays with a slightly different voice, a slightly different focus, from a different angle, and it shapes you. It shapes how you understand God's work, and you hear this lovely variety and diversity that we have in our church fellowship, which is a precious thing. Many people there yesterday lifting their cry to God against a backdrop of incredible pain and suffering and sometimes loss, and in the past and current struggles as well, but they're still crying out to God for others who are deep in need. People reading scriptures and sharing pictures that God's given them and calling out to God with this lovely, just real, childlike, vibrant faith. Brothers and sisters together with their eyes raised to our big, powerful Heavenly Father, calling on Him, trusting Him. It's precious. And I hadn't been feeling very well going into the prayer meeting. I was just feeling a little tired. If I'm honest, I've been feeling a little bit flat off and on. And just so encouraged by this time, this lovely sense of family again that came through. Something that we shouldn't take for granted. And yes, as we know, we all know, said last week, we know that we've got our issues here in the church. Many, many issues, but we have lots to be thankful for. So I find myself asking this question yesterday in this prayer meeting. I'm struck by this a lot. How does this happen? How did we get here? How did we get here to this point in this precious prayer meeting? How do we get here to Sunday morning, 8th of January 2017? Lots of different ways you can answer that. I drove here, Martin, or I walked here today for some of us. Not too many walk, but some do walk. That's not what I'm thinking about, but there's lots of different ways you can answer that question. How do we get to this point this morning? You could zoom out and you could consider God's sovereign plan. You could think about Jesus' promise that He would build His church. You could think about Jesus' prayer in John 17 for those who would come to believe through the testimony of the apostles that He sent out. You could acknowledge the eternal plans and purposes of God. And you could place our little church family as one little dot there in this beautiful canvas that God is painting across all places and all times. So you could zoom out and think, well, that's how we got here. Or you could zoom in and consider each person or each family's story. We've all got different stories as to how we ended up part of this church. Some of them through all sort of fascinating quirks and adventures and exciting and encouraging, bizarre sometimes circumstances. And some of them, truthfully, people have ended up at this church through times of real sadness, real struggle. But God has been working through all of that, the good times, the bad times, to draw people into this particular family at this particular time. That's how we got here. That's another way you could answer the question. But there's another way to answer the question. How did we get here to this point this morning? And one way to answer the question is to go to Texas in the late 1970s and consider two couples who were willing to leave their country and come to a cold, strange part of the world and eventually establish International Baptist Church and what would become Bridge of Dawn Baptist Church. Certainly didn't do it on their own, but these couples came following what God was doing at that time in Aberdeen, and they gathered a little team of people around about them, some of whom are still part of our church today. And yes, then there were some decades of great faithfulness of many saints pursuing this wonderful ministry of all the saints that we've been thinking about this morning. And there's been some tricky times and some amazing times and some just normal times. And eventually it brings us to this point. How did we get here? Well, because a couple were commissioned to go to another country to plant a church. And you know what? They probably had a commissioning moment, maybe like the one that we've had this morning. So here we are today because God ordained that some people sacrificed an awful lot of money, an awful lot of emotional energy and time, who were willing to sacrifice relational opportunities, probably job opportunities where they were. And because many different people did that over many years so that we could have prayer times like yesterday and we could have services like this today and that we have week in, week out and all the very many different ways that God is at work through us as a church. That's one of the ways you can answer that question. How did we get here? Now, do you think that that was sad for some people, that a couple was sent off to Aberdeen? Yes, of course it was sad for some people. Do you think it has been an exciting and inspiring journey for some people? Absolutely. I have to tell you, you cannot, if you speak to any of the people who were around in the early days of the establishment of International Baptist Church, and you get them talking, the smile that comes across their face and the stories they start to tell of God's faithfulness about this inspiring, exciting moment in 1979 as International Baptist Church was planted, 1984 as this building was dedicated, and so on. I mean, it's wonderful. Speak to Sheila, speak to Bill and Ellen, speak to others about those incredible times. Of course it was exciting. Do you think it's been challenging at points? Of course it has. Frankly, it's been depressing at points. There's been many difficult things. And we know that, right? And certainly this church, including for sure these last few years, has not always honored Christ. We're just continually casting ourselves on His grace. Forgive us for the ways that we've let you down. Pick us up, set us back on the right path. Thank you, God, you're a God of second chances, third chances, fourth, so on, so forth. Do you think it's been scary or confusing at points? Of course it has. Sometimes amazing, sometimes hard, sometimes mundane, sometimes exciting, but always, through all of that, worth it. It was worth it, right? If the couple who were sent from Texas to establish International Baptist Church, if they were here today and they were to ask us corporately as a church, was that investment worth it? Were all those ups and downs worth it? Was the energy worth it? Was the prayer? And I don't know about you, but I know how I would respond. I would say absolutely it was worth it. I count myself blessed beyond words to be part of a church family like Hillview Community Church. Yes, it was worth it. Now, brief aside, the amazing thing about God's economy is that it's always worth it if we're faithful to His calling, regardless of whatever the so-called results look like 30 years later, right? That's not how God works. God cares about our faithfulness to what He's calling us to. You know, the thing of the widow who drops in the two small copper coins, was that worth it? Well, maybe those coins maybe didn't fund an awful lot in those days, but yes, Jesus said it was worth it. She gave more than anyone else. But it was a good thing that International Baptist Church was planted in 1979. And it was lovely to see God's leading in 2011 when this church was replanted as Hillview with one of eight vision statements, which included the line, "We see a church that plants other churches." And this is our little replant document that was released in June of 2011. And church planting just got one page that day because we didn't really know what we were doing. And it seemed very unrealistic at that moment. The church was in a profoundly challenging time. And let me just read you a couple of paragraphs from this page. "Clearly, we are not in a position to plant another church at present. However, churches do not need to be many hundreds strong before considering a church plant. As elders, we believe that in this moment of replanting, God is calling us to make church planting part of our DNA. Our heart is that for years to come, this church should be a place which plants other churches who then themselves would plant churches. And it's a solemn moment today, actually, as we consider what God will have for us as Contour Community Church is planted. This is not the end of the story. 2.5 years ago was the last time I preached on church planting. And I asked, you know, what was next? And I said, 35 years after the vision and the risk and the challenge of planting International Baptist Church, we asked, are we satisfied with Hillview being, as one writer puts it, a cul-de-sac on the Great Commission Highway? That was the question we asked. Are we satisfied that Hillview would be a cul-de-sac on the Great Commission Highway? Well, we have no idea what is ahead, but we are praying that we're not just messing around in a cul-de-sac, that this effort that's going on is not just us spinning around at the end of a cul-de-sac, but we're praying that Contour Community Church is one more stop on the Great Commission Highway that Jesus has established and put in place, and that this church has been a part of over centuries as it has spread across the world. We're praying that this moment in Contour Community Church will open up whole new worlds of multiplication for the sake of the kingdom of God and the glory of Jesus Christ. This is not the end of the story, but this is just the beginning. This is our next new beginning. And in John chapter 20, they thought it was the end of the story. Jesus had just risen from the dead. He has appeared to Mary. And then we read in verse 19 of John 20, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Amen. The disciples thought it was the end, but it was not the end. Oh my word, it was not the end of the story. And this is not the end for us. With all the emotions that we are feeling today, we can pray a number of things in this moment of next new beginnings. And I just have five prayers I'm going to list very briefly. Don't worry, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. Five prayers at this time. First of all, may we know the peace of Christ. If you're feeling anxious today, you're in good company. Peter and John run, see the empty tomb, and they're in this room fearful. Mary Magdalene speaks to and sees the risen Christ and is told, "Go back and tell the other disciples that I'm alive." And she does that. She tells the other disciples, but still later that day, there they are in a locked room full of fear. And what does Jesus do as he stands among them? He says, "Peace be with you." Shows them his hands and his side, and he says again, "Peace be with you." Thomas misses this moment, so 8 days later, Jesus appears again, and Thomas is defiant, and the disciples are still clearly a little bit scared because it said the door was locked again, and Jesus shows up, and what's the words he says to them? "Peace be with you." This is not just formal greeting. This is a greeting that speaks to God's saving work, the shalom of God which is coming, his restoration, his salvation, his great work that he's begun centuries before and that Jesus was bringing to fulfillment. Peace be with you. If you're fearful today, peace be with you. If you're unbelieving today, peace be with you. If you're feeling a little bit late to the party, like Thomas must have, may the peace of Christ be with you. Secondly, may we embrace our calling as sent people. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. May we embrace our calling as sent people, and not just making that the end, but we are sent people, sent to make more sent people who will then themselves be sent to go and reach more sent people so that they can be sent to make more sent people, and so on and on it goes. This is a big deal in John's gospel. Over 40 times, Jesus is referred to as having been sent by God. You remember, we've been thinking about it over Advent, right? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was sent by God to dwell among us, swapping the glory of heaven for the chaos of earth. And he's saying here, yes, it was a big deal that the Father sent me to this world. And in that same way, to the extent that it was fundamental to God's rescue plan for the world, as the Father sent me, so now I send you. We are to be a sent people who will continue that work in the people that they are among. Kintore Community Church is not the end. Not for Hillview or for Kintore. One of the regrets I have over the past 5 or 6 years is that I don't think we've made clear enough what it is we are working towards. Subtly, the temptation comes time and time again. What are we about as the Church of Jesus Christ? Well, subtly, the temptation can come that we are trying to make a sustainable church community. That can end up being our goal. And that will be a temptation for Kintore over and over again. What does success look like? Well, success is when Kintore has a critical mass that has decent services running, decent programs running, decent pastoral concerns, decent small groups, and it's up and running. That's how you get to a dead end. That's a cul-de-sac on the Great Commission Highway. Yes, we want to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ, but to what end? People coming to faith isn't the end goal. Rather, we are praying that people will put their faith in Jesus, who will understand this Jesus calls them and says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. We are sent people to make more sent people. We are disciples to make disciples. We've so far to go. That little replant that I read, I just thought, oh my word, multiplication is not yet part of the DNA of Hillview Community Church. We're a long way from that. And we need to pray that God will help us not just pursue a comfortable church, but that we would pursue this Great Commission calling to be a sent people, seeking other sent people for the glory of Christ. It's not about goodbye today. It's about multiply, okay? Where will God send us next? Where will God send Kintore? Could it be that Kintore might be, you've heard me say this phrase before, born pregnant, praying already, God, where's next? Thirdly, in this next new beginning, may we go in the power of the Spirit. When he said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. How important to hold these together. There's such freedom, such release, such hope, such peace in knowing that we're not doing this in our own strength, but God is with us. God is in us. God is connecting us, holding us together. God is working through us. He has gone before us. Any of those sent people who will come and make other sent people, it's God who does that in people's hearts. It's not about clever evangelistic techniques or the right phrase or the right three-point. God is doing this stuff. So we need to know the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is possible with him, and everything is possible with the power of the Holy Spirit. Lovely sense of partnership. Closeness with God. You need to know the power of the Holy Spirit. What did Jesus say in Acts chapter 1? You will be my witnesses. Well, a witness can only testify to the truth of something if it has known that, if that person has known that truth, experienced that truth, witnessed that truth for themselves. So as we think about being witnesses of Jesus, we need to know the power and the presence and the peace of Jesus in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. So today and in these coming months and years, may we know the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Fourthly, and very briefly, in this next new beginning, may we solemnly embrace our part in the story of God. I couldn't ignore verse 23 because it follows on from this section. But it's a curious verse on first reading. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven, Jesus says to those disciples. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. Curious because we know it's God's job, not our job, to forgive sins or to withhold forgiveness. And also we know that God has made clear how forgiveness works in the Bible. So this is not some sort of indeterminate lottery that we're to be about. So what is verse 23, all about? Well, there's something here, first of all, about the unique role. There's something unique to these first apostles, the role that they had in maintaining the integrity and the witness of Jesus in those first decades of the church. This is Jesus giving them unique authority to govern and oversee matters of salvation in Jesus' church in the first centuries, decades of the church. And that is relevant to us here this morning because it reminds us that Hillview Community Church, and now this work in Kintore as well, is part of this global unfolding story of God. The same story that Jesus was establishing in that room in Jerusalem. This church that we are in, as this family here in Hillview, this church which is being established in Kintore, is no mere club. We are part of this most amazing global work of God. Kintore Community Church, we pray, will be a part of this amazing story that Jesus is establishing here in verse 23. And secondly, there's something in this verse that reminds us of the solemnity of all of this. The church of Jesus Christ can do many wonderful things in a community like Kintore, as we pray that he'll continue to do here in Cults and Beardside. But Jesus reminds them here that his church is certainly also to be about these matters of first importance, as Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 15, this gospel focus that Jesus died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. We're about the forgiveness of sins. We're not playing here. We're talking about people who are not yet forgiven of their sins, who are cut off from the blessings of God, who need to be forgiven. And yes, we have a different role. That plays out differently for us as it does for the disciples that Jesus is speaking to there. But it's the same story. May we never lose sight that we are called to call people to come to Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. And then finally, in conclusion, in this next new beginning, the fifth prayer is this: may we live confident of the victory of our resurrected Lord Jesus. All of this that we've talked about, his peace, our sense of sentness, our knowing the power and the help of the Holy Spirit, our embrace of this part of this huge story of God that we are, all of this is only possible because it is the resurrected Christ who comes to these disciples. If Jesus doesn't rise again from the dead, the story is indeed over. In John chapter 19, they thought it was the end, but it wasn't the end. Jesus was alive, and nor is it the end for us. Amen. Nor is it the end for us. This is just our next new beginning. Jesus is still alive. Jesus is changing people's lives today in the same way that he did 2,000 years ago, in the same way that he has done in the almost four decades of IBC Hillview. And he will go on doing so. We pray. We're not glib about that. We're not careless about that. We pray, as we've prayed, that God's kingdom would come here on earth as it is in heaven. Here on earth, Kintore to the ends of the earth, that Jesus' work would continue. that the power of the resurrected Christ would be seen in all the ministry that will go on from this day forth and evermore. Jesus is alive. And we walk forward not tentative, not fearful, not wondering if God can do a work. We walk forward confidently, boldly, with joy and celebration because the victory has already been won. It's secure because Jesus is alive. And we go in the name of the resurrected Christ and we shine the light of that Jesus into the dark places in Aberdeen, Aberdeenshire, and yeah, may it be to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. This is not the end. This is just our next new beginning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace towards us. We thank you that you are so kind to be here with us today. And we love your presence. We just choose to center in again on the fact that the risen Lord Jesus is here with us by the power of the Spirit, even now. Father, we thank you for your heart for this world. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die on a cross, taking the punishment for our sins in our place, bearing the wrath of God. We thank you that Jesus rose again, victorious over sin and death. We thank you that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the hundreds of years as this story has continued, as your work has spread across this world. We thank you for International Baptist Church. We thank you for the replant. We thank you for these last years. And we thank you, God, that this is not the end, but that this is our next new beginning. And we just cast ourselves afresh on your grace. How we need you to be in the driving seat. We can do nothing without you. And we can do everything through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we pray that the Spirit of God would rest in our hearts and would go before us and would lead us on. And we pray, Lord, that the risen Lord Jesus would draw many people to himself in Kintore, in the surrounding area, in Beeldside and Colts, in Aberdeen, and to the ends of this earth.